Welcome to the Accountability Mentorship Podcast, hosted by Michael W. L. Fields. We thank you for joining us on this life-changing journey.
Hey everyone, and welcome. What is going on today? I hope you're having a great day. I know I am. I'm having some coffee this morning, getting ready, getting motivated, okay? So I'm Michael Fields, CEO and founder of Accountability Mentorship. And what that is I like to help people change their lives for the better and define their passion and purpose in life. So run this podcast. I'm on, I think this is number 52 now. So I'm super excited to get started today. Today we're going to talk about, does your current career line up with your future dreams and goals? All right. And this is a big thing to talk about. Okay, I talk about this a lot, and I wanted to make a podcast strictly on this because I feel like it's very important. It's very important to ask yourself, are you currently working where you feel like you need to be, where you are meant to be in this world? Okay, we all get sidetracked in this world. We're literally put on this earth for a purpose, right? So here am I. I'm here to help you find exactly what that is. Okay, so. What I'm getting at is we're raised in the society to get to the point where we just need to pick a job, something that's going to help us get along in life and just literally pay the bills, put food on the table, and that's it. Right? So we choose the highest bidder. We choose the person that is going to give us the best salary, with the best benefits, with the best health insurance, with the best whatever, you know, the best pension. But we're not taught on this earth how to find our passion and purpose and build a business through it. And that's what I like to teach clients to do, is to find what they're good at, and I help them get to the point where they are making money doing what they love, replacing the income that they have, or making tenfold, you know, making the income that they want to. All right. So this question is pretty much all about finding the passion and purpose, finding what you're meant to be on this earth. And I ask you this question, does your career line up with your dreams and goals? Because it's very important that it does. Okay. Because it not only affects your life, it affects the people's lives that you can change in this world, all right? And every time that you decide to just go to work and do the 9-to-5 and do what you're not put on this earth for, you're pretty much preventing to change other people's lives, if that makes sense. So I never really understood this, but what it is every time that you decide to go do something else that you're not put on this earth for, you're preventing the opportunity to change the people's lives around you, and also to change your life in general, okay? You're putting it off. You're postponing it. And so what we need to do is try to accept in our lives what we're put on this earth for. Find out exactly what that is, all right? We pick jobs in our lifestyle that are financially supposed to take care of us, right? It's not based on spirituality. It's not based emotionally, and it's not it's only pretty much for personal benefit. Okay, we're put on this earth to find a job that's going to teach us personal benefit and to only put food on our plates, stuff like that, right? We pick the stuff that just gets us by. All right. What we need to learn to do is, and that's the thing, is our society makes us so comfortable with all the benefits that people get from not working, that it's hard for people to get to that passion and purpose point because they're so comfortable with just sitting at home, or they're so comfortable with just doing a 9-to-5 and not finding their passion or purpose. So we pick stuff that just gets us by. All right. So I have a few questions to ask you, and a couple things to implement in your world today. And I just want you to think about them. I want you to write them down, get your journal out, think about what your passion or purpose is, okay? So that's kind of that's the main question I have for you today in this podcast is, what are you put on this earth for? What is your passion and purpose, okay? So put that down on paper, check it out. Let's get it going, okay? So number one, I want you to think about how you want to impact the world, okay? So that brainstorm with this question, okay? How do you want to change? How do you want to put your footprint on this world? And I love this question because a lot of people don't even think about it, okay? So it frustrates the crap out of me that I have people that can't even think about it, right? It's because we're so blinded by what society is telling us. We need to stop thinking about what they want us to do and think about what we want to do, okay? So write it down on paper. How can you impact the world? How do you want to impact the world? Write it down, okay? How do you want to change the world? How do you want to put your footprint on the world so that tomorrow your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids have a better life, okay? It's not just about the easiest way to do things. It's literally about how you can put a footprint on this world to not only benefit our grandchildren or great-grandchildren, but also benefit their grandchildren, okay? We need to learn to figure out how we can make a big enough impact on this world to do that, okay? Number two, in what ways could you create your own income and make an impact on this world? So the second question is a little bit deeper, okay? We've already, you know, gone over the how can we change this world, how we can make an impact on the world. Now, how can you do that by creating an income, okay? And with this step is, let me go over here real quick, making sure I'm not overstepping real quick. No, I'm not. Cool. Number two, what I said was, how could we create an income? All right. With this step, as I want you to write down, after you look at what kind of impact you want to make on the world, I want you to go over your goals and dreams and figure out what you're put on this earth for. What do you love? What do you really like to do? Okay. Write that down on paper. That's a step two. Okay. Because it's not about just doing the 9-to-5. It's about doing something that we're put on this earth for. So let's get it done. All right. Number three. Is my current career lining up with my dreams and goals? Okay. Now that you've written your dreams and goals down, you've written what you want, what kind of impact you want to make on this world, is your career lining up with that? Okay. So me as a firefighter, I do what I love to do because I love serving people. I love protecting people. You know, that's what I love to do. But I have to ask myself, is that lining up with what I want to do? Yeah, maybe. You know, I like to impact people in this world. I like to show people they can do anything they put their mind to. I think maybe being a firefighter and that factor is part of it. But I feel like coaching is more of that factor, right? So eventually, I hate to say this, but I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to leave firefighting eventually. But until then, I'm doing my coaching on the side, which I love. This is something that I really love to do, right? So number three, ask yourself that. Is my current career lining up with my future dreams and goals, all right? And this is the biggest thing I have with clients is a lot of people, they're like, oh my God, well, I've got, you know, this many years in. Okay, I understand that. But we're put on this earth for a reason, all right? Let's not postpone it. Let's work on getting to the point that we can leave our job and go to the next one, okay? And actually, your passion and purpose should not be a job, okay? Think about that too. If you're doing what you love, it's not a job. It's a lifestyle kind of thing, right? So with this, ask yourself this also. You know, is your career lining up with your future dreams and goals? But also ask yourself, is it lining up with your spirituality that you want to be in? Is it lining up with your emotional state that you want to be in? Is it lining up with you physically? Okay. If your job is putting a physical, emotional, or spiritual damper on your life, then maybe it's the wrong place to be at. Maybe you're not in the right place, okay? So what is your current... What possible matches... What possibilities could match up with your dreams and your dream income, okay? So what that means is... whatever your dream income is, does your current job also line up with that? And this is part of number three still. Does your job currently line up with the income that you want? Okay. And this is also a big question in here because a lot of times it doesn't. Okay. I know that we're in this world, and I feel like a lot of people just want to have more and more and more and more and more. It's not about that. It's about, if you could wake up tomorrow and decide, I want to go travel with my family, I want to go do this, and stop thinking about like the restrictions right now of COVID and stuff like that. Don't worry about that. I want you to think about strictly about if I could wake up tomorrow and go do whatever I want, how much money is that going to be for the month? Okay. So for me to do that is $20,000 a month. That's my goal. Okay. That's what I'm focusing on. Okay. And that sounds like a lot of money to a lot of people, but it's not when it comes to providing the family, providing the income you want for this world, okay? Now, if you wanted to say tomorrow, I want to go fly to Hawaii or fly, you know, to Greece or something like that, and have a meeting with a client or, you know, something like that. What does that look like to you, okay? And, you know, when you have that money goal in your actual sheet that, you know, on your diary that I'm going to have you write, you know, your little notepad, I want you to ask yourself, is that income lining up with your current job? And if not, how long is it going to be till you get there? Okay. Or if it is, how long is it going to be till you get there? And what this question means is, in the same question of three, is let's say that your monthly income goal is $6,000 to $8,000, right? In your current job, what position do you need to be in that job to get to that point, all right? And how long is it going to take you to get there, okay? So let's say that for my job is a fire chief, okay? I have a family, so I can't travel a lot. So let's say that I want to get to the $20,000 a month club. First of all, I don't think that there is an actual rank in the fire department where I work that gets me to that point. So I have to go down to the next level, okay? If I want to say $10,000, what's going to get me to the $10,000 mark? Probably to become a fire chief, right? So what do I need to do to get to that point? And how long is it going to take me to get there? Now I could go, there's a lot of opportunities for myself. I could go overseas, I could do contract work, I can go do all that stuff, but I have to sacrifice my time with my family to get to that goal, okay? I'd rather be at home doing my job, doing what I love, my passion and purpose, and getting to that point, spending time around my family. So that's why I'm doing this, okay? So I want you to ask yourself those questions, okay? Let's go back over that number three real quick. Number three said, is my current career lining up with my dreams and goals? And that questions you have to ask yourself in that, is it lining up with me financially, spiritually, emotionally, and physically? And what is your current income? So write down, what is your current income? What position matches your dream income? Okay. So write down that the position that is in your current job. And how long is it going to take you to get there? Write all those three things down. Then I want you to ask yourself those after you've answered your current income, your dream income, and what's going to take you to get there. I want you to ask yourself, does that line up with my dream and goal? Okay. If you want to make $10,000 a month next year, or even 5 years from now, can you do that? Right? Is it going to take you 15 years or even 8 years to get to the point where you're making $10,000 a month, or $6,000 to $8,000? Are you okay with that? I want you to physically ask yourself, am I okay with prolonging me making $10,000 by that point. And tell me, I want you to ask yourself this, tell yourself, am I okay with waiting that long? And am I gonna, am I okay with waiting that long? Or do I want to make this happen now? Okay. And is it promised? A lot of people, it's not promised. Okay. So for me to become a fire chief, I had to jump through a lot of hoops. I get to become a captain. I got to become, you know, this and that and get to the point where I'm a chief. And all those positions are not promised. Okay. So I want you to ask yourself that. If I want to get to that rank in 10 years or 15 years, is this promised? So you're either spending your life, your 8 to 15 years or whatever it's going to take you to get to that specific rank, literally rolling the dice on if I can get there or if I have to be in the same exact position I'm in. Are you okay with rolling the dice and waiting 15 years and hopefully you'll get it? Or are you wanting to roll the dice with your own passion and purpose and figure out how to replace that income, right? That, I want you to ask yourself that question. And number four, how could you get from where you currently at to where you want to be? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm very passionate about this. So this is, I feel like, the best teaching in the entire world for customers, for people to get out there. All right. And this is what I teach my customers every single day. So this is the biggest step in their life is how are they going to get to where they want to be, from where they're from to the where they want to be, all right? Because it's not about you quitting your job tomorrow. It's about you creating a plan of action to get to that point, right? So I want you to ask yourself, in this number four, what gradual changes do you think you need to make to get to that point? Okay. And it's not going to happen overnight. All right. So that's the thing I had to learn myself is a lot of people in this world, a lot of us, we strive to find things that are going to be successful overnight. I'm telling you, there's some stuff like that in this world, but guess what? That stuff, you're going to succeed, possibly, maybe, and then you're going to fail because you don't have a strong base for to be successful, all right? And plus, don't you want to slowly learn to get to the point where you're making the income that you want? So this could take 2 to 3 years instead of 8 to 15 years, right? Don't you want to slowly go over time, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, get to the $10,000 a month, then just get to it and then blow all your money and then you're not in the mindset that you need to be to stick in that point, right? Stick to that income. So it's good to slowly and gradually get to that point, all right? So now that I asked you what gradual changes that you think you need to make in your life, I want you to ask yourself another question in this. I want you to ask yourself, what kind of plan do I need to create to get to that goal, okay? And I want you to start creating a plan, okay? I want you to start thinking about what I need to do gradually every single day to get to that point. And with this is, I literally want you to put down on paper, if you want to make $1 million, you need to break that down into what I need to make daily. Because what if you break it down to what I need to make daily, that's going to put your goals and dreams into action. Because now you know you need to make a certain amount a day, okay? I think for like $200,000 mark is like almost $300 a day, something like that. So if you want to make $200,000 a year, you need to learn to make almost $300 a day. How are you going to do that? And that's going to help you get your plan in action, all right? So let's go back over this real quick just so I can, so you get the gist of it. So I probably rambled a little too much, but that's okay. I'm getting really excited about this. So number one, I want you to think about how you can impact this world, all right? How do you want to change your footprint on this world? What can you do to leave a footprint, right? Number two, in what ways could you create the income that you want and make the biggest impact in this world, All right, ask yourself that question. Number three, is my current job lining up with my future dreams and goals? Is it lining up with me financially, my financial goals, my spiritual goals, my emotional goals, my physical goals? Is it lining up with all of those? So now, with that question, like I said, is I want you to ask yourself these questions. What is your current income? What is your dream income? What do you want? Where do you want to be? And how long is it going to take you to get there? Okay? And what position is it going to take you to get there? And when you ask yourself those questions, I want you to ask yourself, am I okay with prolonging the effects to get to that point? Okay? Am I okay with waiting 15 years to get to that point? And if you are, then fine. But a lot of people, probably 90% of people that I coach, people that I help, are not okay with that, all right? Because they don't want to wait 15 years to get to their dreams and goals. They don't want to wait till their kids move out to be able to have fun with their kids. Imagine trying to get all your kids that turn 18 to go to Greece at one time. Do you think it's going to happen? Probably not, because they have their own families. They have their own kids. They have their own lives. You know, why not try to do that now? Why not try to do that while you can, right? And then the last one is four. How could you get from where you're currently at to where you want to be? All right. Our goal is to create a plan to get there. All right. And that means that you need to read a motivational tape every single day, listen to a motivational podcast, or listen to a motivational book, or read a book every single day about how to become a millionaire, stuff like that. You know, you're pretty much researching how to get to where you want to be, okay? And so you need to do something every single day to get to that point, right? Thank you guys for joining me. And if you like this podcast, which I know you will, please like and subscribe to it. And if you know anybody else that might like this, share it to them, because we only grow through you guys spreading the word and helping other people. And I would really like you to, if this impacts anybody else in your life, or you know that somebody else could benefit from this message today, I want you to send it to them, okay? I'm not all about promotions. I don't spend money for promotions. This is all about just growth through us, through our talking every week, okay? This is me talking to you and you helping me out too, all right? This is what it's all about. I'm putting this message out. I don't get any benefits from it, except for to help other people. So that's why I'm doing this. So I hope you have a fantastic day. Have a great week, and we will hear from you soon. Bye.